iGlobal Radio, the hub of podcasts for and about global Indians. From news and views to wellness, entertainment, money matters, and much, much more. On air at iGlobalNews.com. iGlobalNews.com.
You're listening to The Spirituality Show, brought to you by iGlobal Radio. Hello and welcome to iGlobal Radio, and this is our very special broadcast and program for iSpiritual, part of iGlobal. Now, the Sanskriti Foundation UK is a registered charity behind scores of kathas, dharma yatras, youth camps, discourses and various seva, which is selfless service, and satsang activities in the UK and India. And they will play host to a rare mega event straight from India, the Gujarat name. Now, this is a 9-day Ram Katha event, and it'll be recited by Bhaisri Ramesh Bhai Oza, and it started on the 13th of February, going through to the 21st of February for 9 days at the iconic Sandipani Vidya Niketan in Porbandar in Gujarat. It's the first time Pujya Bhaisri will be reciting Ram Katha at Sandipani Vidya Niketan since it opened in February 1992. It's the biggest virtual Katha since lockdown, and it will attract an audience of over 500,000, and it's raising funds and awareness for a school, especially for tribal children in Gujarat. Now, we've been following this event here at iGlobal Radio, and today is day 3 of the event, and we're joined once again by Preeti Raichura and Bhavin Mehta. Preeti, you've been following this event, and with the latest that's going on at the moment, isn't it important that we know about the latest teachings, findings and learning process that has been involved in this? And I know one thing for sure today, there's going to be plenty to talk about and discuss with Bhavit as well, because between you, you've been following the Katha right the way through since its onset. So what have been your observations?
It's been wonderful once again to listen to the qualities of Bharatji. Bharatji is the younger brother to Ram. Now, for those of you that know the story of the Ramayana, you will recall that when Ram Bhagwan leaves for Vanvasa, when he goes on his 14-year exile to the forest, Bharat was asked to sit on the royal crown. But of course, Bharat refused to do that just purely because of his love. But over to you, Bhavit, because today Bhaisri spoke about those very qualities again. And this is, once again, a very unique katha, because Bhaisri is putting a lot of emphasis on the qualities of Bharat and the love that Bharat had for Lord Sri Ram. What did you pick up on this?
Yeah, absolutely, Preeti, you're right. So, you know, when we hear about the story of the Ramayana, usually during Diwali time, the story of the Ramayana is shown on TV and children study it in schools and all of that. And the main characters are Rama and his wife Sita and his younger brother Lakshman, and they go into the forest and they destroy a demon called Ravan and they come back. The kingdom of Ayodhya light up the city with lights, and that's why we celebrate Diwali. And there are lots of other characters in there. Hanuman, the great devotee who helps in the big battle with Ravan, etc., etc. But no one hardly ever talks about the other brother called Bharat. And this is a really hidden gem in the Ramayana. And that's why I think Bhaisri is focusing so much attention in this katha, because there are many, many qualities and much about the relationship between Bharat and Ram that we can learn from. Bhaisri was describing Bharat as an embodiment of love. And he used a very good analogy. So, you know, something that we all love as Indians is our roti. We love our roti or rotli, or whatever we call it in our different languages. But roti, essentially, it satisfies us, it removes our hunger, and it gives us nourishment, right? So we eat it all the time with our curry. It's fantastic. But imagine if we just had the atta, just the flour that we cooked on a griddle and didn't add any water to that, then that flour would basically burn, right? And burnt flour gives an odor. But while food that's being prepared, if we cook it properly, it gives a divine aroma. And that's the difference between the two. And Bhaisri was suggesting that in the Ramayana, Bharat is that water, not just water, not merely water, but a sort of prem payush, a nectar of love. And it's this wetness of Bharatji, of his love that he has for Ramji, is the very fluid that binds the flower together, that makes this Ramayana roti so satisfying and so nourishing. So that was a wonderful analogy he used that really, I think, brought to home that Purji is essentially one of the most important characters in the story. He talked further that one might ask the question that, you know, you've got Lakshman, the very famous brother who goes off with Ram and his wife over the 14 years in exile, and he looks after his older brother and his Pabiji. What's the difference between Lakshman and Bharat? Why are they two different, you know, characters? And I think that what Paishi was saying was that if Bharat is, you know, a deep, still sort of ocean of love, this wetness of love or this nectar of love that we have been talking about, then Lakshman is sort of the vast sky, which, you know, is expansive and has the sort of height of character. Now, when, you know, when we look up in the sky, we can see the moon and we can see the sun, we can see all the stars. It's open to us. Yes, it's far, far away. We know that these things are there. And we've got the technology and the tools to reach out there. Even just recently, we had, you know, rockets going up towards Mars and all that kind of thing. I mean, we've got the tools in our hand to go out and explore the skies. When it comes to the ocean, it's very deep, and there's many, many unseen gems and many things deep, deep in the ocean that we haven't yet discovered. What we know about the vastness of the sky, we don't know a fraction of that about the vastness of the deep ocean. And that's the very thing. Lakshman has shown his qualities in the Ramayana. He's shown his bravery. He's shown his devotion to his older brother. And that's been open for all to see. But Bharat has this love for his older brother, the love for the Lord, the love for Lord Ram, is so hidden, like the gems in the ocean, that we haven't yet even discovered. So I thought that, again, was a really beautiful way of describing the difference between the two brothers.
This is the iSpirituality Show from iGlobal. Find out more about the iSpirituality Show and other big events such as the Great Big Indian Money Show on the 26th and 27th of March by logging on to the iGlobal event section on iglobalnews.com.
What can we learn from the essence of the Ramayana in everyday life? Paishi also picked up on the connection that Ram Bhagwan had with the Adivasi, the tribal community. And we, if you look at it, even in this day and age, we have a tribal community. We live amongst a tribal community, even if we can describe, for example, say like the homeless community as a tribal community in itself. What can we learn from the teachings that we heard today?
Well, you're absolutely right, Prithi, that, you know, the word tribal in India has a real meaning. There are classes and communities that are defined as tribal. In the West, I think the word tribal gets us into a bit of trouble, right? But essentially, it's the others, people who are forgotten or left behind. As, you know, we all progress generally in society and, you know, in every single way, there are groups of people that are just left behind. They cannot enjoy that success. And I think that that's happened in India so much, right? India is still a developing nation, but it's really progressed a lot in the last, say, 30, 40 years. We are also, you know, doing business deals with the first world, and the roads of Ahmedabad and the bridges of Bombay and the factories and the mills. And I mean, the industries are thriving, but there are communities that are just not a part of that success. And that's kind of what this Ramkatha is all about. One of the main aims of this Katha is to raise awareness of the needs of these Adivasi or tribal communities, particularly in Gujarat, a state that we all take great pride in being so rich and being so progressive. There's still pockets of communities there that need a lot of support. The local governments are doing a lot of work, I have to say, but we all need to pay attention to that. Now, Paishwini's Katha today particularly was talking about the Lord, you know, Lord Ram's connection with the tribal people. So in these 14 years of exile, when Ram and Sita and Lakshman, you know, went into the forest, they spent so many years traveling around various parts of India, meeting various different Adivasi or Vanvasi communities, the Vanbandhu communities. And, you know, the love of Lord Ram has really transformed the tribal people or the Adivasi people that he met. You can see this in the scriptures. You can see this in the Ramayana. Now, you know, Ram wasn't going out there. He certainly didn't sort of embark upon his forest exile to sort of affect any kind of societal change. But he did transform, and that transformation happened through love. through the love that he showed them, he touched the hearts of all of those people and brought about this transformation. And this is really interesting, right? We live in a world where certainly people like you and me, Prithi, we're part of a generation that really, and we're now at an age where we really want to make a mark. We really want to bring positive change in this world. And often that change happens through, you know, many kind of like activist thoughts or activist actions. And essentially what Paishi was saying and what the scriptures repeatedly, the Hindu scriptures say again and again, is that real transformation happens through love and not through war.
This is the iSpirituality Show from iGlobal. Find out more about the iSpirituality Show and other big events such as the Great Big End in Money Show on the 26th and 27th of March by logging on to the iGlobal event section on iglobalnews.com.
What was it about Lord Ram that they were attracted to?
Well, this is interesting. I think it wasn't anything other than the fact that he was the one who gave them love. For the first time, there was this royal prince who was dressed like them, who was wearing the same clothes as them, who had his hair matted up in a similar style to them. He wasn't wearing his abhushan and his earrings and his golden crown. He came down to their level and walking barefoot, right? And living amongst them, talking with them, eating with them. That very act is in itself such a great symbol of love. And I think that's the biggest quality that made them come so close to him.
That part was actually very touching, very amazing. It felt very close to my heart. Paishi also spoke about very earlier on in the Katha. I've never again heard this. I've heard lots of Ram Kathas before, but I've never heard about the three rivers. And Paishi spoke about that again, once again. But I'm going to let you explain that because I wasn't quite able to follow what he was saying there in terms of the Sangam of the three rivers.
Well, the place he was talking about is actually in the scriptures, in the Ramayana, is known as Prayagraj. In modern day times on the Indian map, it's Allahabad, right? So this is a very, very famous city, very big city. It's also known for being one of the four places where the Kumbh Mela takes place. So it's sort of, very famous place in India. And the Ramayana is a little bit like the Russian dolls. You've got a conversation happening within a conversation happening within a conversation. And one of the most prominent conversations in the Ramayana is between two devotees of Lord Ram. One is Muni Bhardwaj and one is Rishi Yajnavalk. And Bhardwaj and Yajnavalk, these two met at Prayagraj, at Allahabad. And it's at that very place where they met, and they had this amazing conversation where they were discussing, who is Ram? Who is Lord Ram? Is he God or is he man? That very question that often you and I and people like us will have in our head, is this person really God or was he a human being? That kind of thing, right? It's such a common question that we ask ourselves. And so these two people have this conversation at Prayagraj. And there's something quite special about that place, which Paishi talked about in the Katha today. It's the confluence of three rivers, which is the Ganges River, or Ganga, as we call it, Yamuna River, and the Saraswati River. Now, the thing about the Saraswati River, it doesn't exist anymore. It was there many generations ago, but it's completely dried up. It's become a Gupta River, or a sort of hidden river. And Ganga, which, the Ganges, everyone knows the Ganges, it's incredibly famous, and it comes from the Himalayas. It's a symbol of devotion. Yamuna is a symbol of action, and knowledge is represented through the river Saraswati. Now, the thing is that often when you look at people who belong to any religion, whether they're Hindus or Muslims or Christians, or, it doesn't matter what religion or what faith background you come from, essentially, we all depict these three things. We have devotion, there's a certain level of action, and there's knowledge. Now, the devotion and the action are often seen. It's easy to see somebody's devotion. I can see a person, the way that they're dressed, and I can tell that person is a Sikh, or that person is a Hindu, or that person is a Muslim. I can see from the way that they're praying, or the direction they're praying in, or what they're holding in their hand, I can see what their faith is. But knowledge is hidden. Knowledge doesn't depict itself. And in the same way, Ganga and Yamuna can be seen at Prayagraj. These two rivers meet. And literally, Preeti, if you go there, one of them is incredibly fair coloured and one of them is dark coloured. And the two rivers meet and you can see for a long, long time, they just go side by side. And you can tell that's Yamuna and that's Ganga. And Saraswati is this third hidden river that comes from underneath that meets the other two. So you have this Triveni Sangam of these three rivers, but knowledge is the hidden one. And I thought that was incredibly interesting. We go around, we meet people of different faiths, we have wonderful conversations with them, and it's only through the churning, that conversing, that we begin to see what their knowledge is and when they share their thoughts with us. So that was very interesting.
This is the iSpirituality Show from iGlobal. Find out more about the iSpirituality Show and other big events such as the Great Big End in Money Show on the 26th and 27th of March by logging on to the iGlobal event section on iglobalnews.com.
And finally, what can we expect from the Katha tomorrow?
Well, here we go. I think Bhaisri is on a mission to teach us a bit more about the love between Bharat and Ram, this wonderful relationship between the two brothers that hasn't been delved into that much in the past. I think we've got another few days where he's going to talk about these qualities, the dedication of Bharat towards his brother. What did he do? Why did he sacrifice the throne that he was awarded or rightly given? And what did he say? What was the conversation that these two brothers had? I think we're going to hear some of those nuggets in the coming days.
So incredible insights there from Bhaisri there. And when it comes to people participating in this event, wanting to get involved and even learning more, what can people do? What's the call to action here?
Well, it's very simple. The Katha is taking place every day from 10 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. It's free of charge for everyone to see. All you've got to do is click on sandipani.tv. That's sandipani.tv, and you can watch it live.
And indeed, if anybody is actually listening to the iSpirituality Show right now, it is being brought to you by iGlobal. And don't forget, there'll be regular updates on the iglobalnews.com website for more information. And of course, recordings of this very broadcast. We're back again tomorrow, same time, same place. Looking forward to your company. And once again, Preeti Raichura and Bhavit Mehta, thank you very much indeed for joining us today. We're back with you tomorrow.
You've been listening to The Spirituality Show, brought to you by iGlobal Radio. This is the iSpirituality Show from iGlobal. Find out more about the iSpirituality shows and other big events such as the Great Big Indian Money Show on the 26th and 27th of March by logging on to the iGlobal events section on iglobalnews.com.
iGlobal Radio, the hub of podcasts for and about global Indians. From news and views to wellness, entertainment, money matters, and much, much more. On air at iglobalnews.com. iglobalnews.com.